ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 10 एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे विल बी रीडिंग यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्तः प्रसन्नः समदर्शिनः साधवः समुदारा शारस्ते पूयन्ते कीकटः। ट्रांसलेशन। व्हेनेवर एंड व्हेयर एवर देयर आर पीसफुल इक्विपोज डिवोटीज हु आर वेल बिहेव्ड एंड डेकोरेटेड विथ ऑल गुड क्वालिटीज दैट प्लेस एंड द डायनेस्टी देयर इवन इफ कंडेम्ड आर प्यूरिफाइड एंड वेरी स्मॉल पर्पस प्रभुपाद जी रिटन व्हेयर एवर एक्साल्टेड डिवोटी स्टे नॉट ओनली दे हैड देयर डायनेस्टीज बट द इंटायर कंट्री इज प्यूरिफाइड एंड देन टेक्स्ट 20 सर्वात्मना हिंसन्ति भूत ग्रामेषु किंचन उच्चावचेषु दैत्येन्द्र मद भाव विगतस्पृहा। माय डियर प्रहलाद किंग ऑफ दैत्याद बिकॉज ऑफ बींग अटैच टू डिवोशनल सर्विस टू मी माय डिवोटीज डज नॉट डिस्टिंग्विश बिटवीन लोअर एंड हायर लिविंग एंटिटीज इन ऑल रिस्पेक्ट्स ही इज नेवर जीलस ऑफ एनीवन। 21 भवन्ति पुरुषा लोके मद भक्तास्त्वा मनुव्रता भवान मे खलु भक्ता नाम सर्वेषां प्रतिरूप धृप। Those who follow your example will naturally become my pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotees and others should follow in your footsteps. Little purple. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya quotes a verse from Skandha Purana. Rite tu sattvika devan narada तथाय च प्रहलाद उत्तमो कोनु विष्णु भक्तो जगत जगत्रय। देयर आर मेनी मेनी डिवोटीज ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एंड दे हैव बीन इन्यूमरेटेड इन श्रीमद् भागवतम एज फॉलोज स्वयंभु नारदो शंभु कुमारः कपिलो मनु प्रहलादो जनको भीष्मो वलिर वैयासिकीर्भयम्। ऑफ द 12 ऑथराइज्ड डिवोटीज लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा नारद लॉर्ड शिव कपिल मनु एंड सो ऑन प्रहलाद महाराज इज अंडरस्टूड टू बी द बेस्ट एग्जाम्पल। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी दिस टेक्स्ट 22।
कुरु त्वं प्रेत्यक प्रेत कृत्यानि पितुः पुत्रस्य सर्वसः मदंग स्पर्शनेनांग
लोकानि आश्यति सुप्रजः कुरु त्वं प्रेतकृत्यानि पितुः पुत्रस्य सर्वसः मदङ्गस्पर्शनेनाङ्ग लोकानि आश्यति सुप्रजः कुरु त्वं प्रेतकृत्यानि पितुः पुत्रस्य सर्वसः मदङ्गस्पर्शनेनाङ्ग लोकानि आश्यति सुप्रजः कुरु परफार्म त्वं यु प्रेतकृत्यानि द रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरोमनी परफॉर्म्ड आफ्टर डेथ पितुः ऑफ योर फादर पुतस्य ऑलरेडी प्यूरिफाइड सर्वसः इन ऑल रिस्पेक्ट्स मत अंगा माई बॉडी स्पर्श नेना बाय टचिंग अंगा माई डियर चाइल्ड लोकान टू प्लैनेट्स यास्यति ही विल बी एलिवेटेड सुप्रजा टू बिकम ए डिवोटी सिटीजन ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन माई डियर चाइल्ड योर फादर हैज ऑलरेडी बीन प्यूरिफाइड जस्ट बाई टच ऑफ माई बॉडी एट द टाइम ऑफ हिज डेथ नन द लेस द ड्यूटी ऑफ ए सन इज टू परफॉर्म द श्राद्ध रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरोमनी आफ्टर हिज फादर्स डेथ सो दैट हिज फादर मे बी प्रमोटेड to a planetary system where he may become a good citizen and devotee. Purport. In this regard, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that although Hiranyakashipu was already purified, he had to take birth on higher planetary system to become a devotee again. Prahlad Maharaj was advised to perform the ritualistic ceremony as a matter of etiquette for the Supreme Personality of Godhead under no circumstances wants to stop the regulative principle. Madhu Muni also instructs Madhu Kaitabhav Bhakti Abhava Durav Bhagavato Mrityu Tameva Kramad आप्तो भक्त्या छेद यो हरिम यजो वेन द डीमन मधु एंड काइटह वेयर किल्ड बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड देयर किन्समैन ऑल्सो ऑब्जर्व द रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरोमनी सो दैट दिस डीमन कुड रिटर्न होम बैक टू गॉड हेड कुरु त्वं प्रेतकृत्यानि पितुः पुत्रस्य सर्वसः मदंग स्पर्शनेन अंग लोकान यास्यति सुप्रजा दिस इज स्टेटमेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव सीन वाज दैट लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव अपीयर्ड in the palace of Hiranyakashipu and then Lord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu. Then after that incident, all the demigods, they were assembled, they offered prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. They wanted to pacify Lord Nrisimhadev. But Lord Nrisimhadeva is not pacified. So eventually they requested Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune, please Lakshmi Devi, you, because Nrisimhadeva, Vishnu is your husband, please you go and pacify. But she was also a failure. She could not dare to go near Nrisimhadeva, Lakshmi Devi. Then Brahmaji told, order, requested Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad, you please go. And you, because your sake, Lord Nrisimhadeva has appeared, so you please pacify him. And then very celebrated prayers, previous chapter, ninth chapter, describe very nice prayer Prahlad Maharaj offered for Nrisimhadeva. And Nrisimhadeva was completely pacified. Then Nrisimhadeva asked Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad, you please ask any benediction, I will give you. Then Prahlad Maharaj, in one sense, he chastised Nrisimhadeva. Prahlad Maharaj told Nrisimhadeva, my dear Lord, do you think that I am a bandhik, I am a mercantile businessman? And he talks about, I am not a baniya, I am not a bandhik. I have rendered devotional service in your lotus feet, not because of, to get something in exchange of my devotional service. And Prahlad Maharaj, any person who wants some benediction, desires some benediction in exchange of his service, actually he is not a servant, he is not a devotee, rather he is a mercantile businessman. So Prahlad Maharaj did not ask. Eventually he asked, okay, if you really serious, Nrisimhadeva, want to give me benediction, please give me benediction. That desire for any benediction should not sprout in my heart. Or if there is any hidden desire for getting any benediction from you in return of, in exchange of devotional service, please destroy that plant in my heart. However, then Prahlad Nrisimhadeva Maharaj was, Nrisimhadeva was about to disappear. And then when Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadeva was about to leave, he tried to go to disappear. Then Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Visakha ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. When Nrisimhadeva was about to disappear from the scene, then Prahlad Maharaj came forward and he asked, Varam Varaya Etatme. First he chastised, he did not ask any benediction, but again went, my dear Nrisimhadeva, I want one benediction boon from you. Varam Varaya Etatte Vardesat Maheshwara. You are supreme personality of Godhead. You can award any benediction for a devotee. Please give me. Then Prahlad Nrisimhadeva was smiling, how come? First you chastise me that you are not baniya. Now how come that you are asking me? Then, however, Prahlad Maharaj said, ask benediction that Pita me puyeta durantat dustarat aghat. My dear Lord, I am asking, requesting one benediction from you that my father may be purified, should be purified, and I wish he should be excused because he has committed very heavy, great sinful activities. दुरंता दुस्तरात अघात
दुरंत वेरी ग्रेट सिंफुल एक्टिविटीज वास्ट ग्रेट सिंफुल एक्टिविटी ही हैज कमिटेड एंड दुस्तरात विच इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू पास ओवर क्रॉस ओवर दिस एक्टिविटी ही हैज क्रिएटेड ही हैज कमिटेड सिंफुल एक्टिविटीज
तस्मात पिता में पूयत माई फादर शुड बी प्यूरिफाइड
दिस वॉज बेंडिस आई एम आस्किंग प्लीज एंड ही शुड बी एक्सक्यूज
वट वॉज फॉल्ट ऑन द पार्ट ऑफ ही नक्षीपुर प्रहलाद महाराज
ही वॉज इग्नोरेंट एंड ही हैज फॉल्स कंसेप्शन यू आर द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड कृष्ण विष्णु हिमसेल्फ
But he was not aware about your supremacy and he has false conception. Always he was thinking about you that Bhartriha, killer of his brother. He was thinking that Vishnu, the well-wisher of all living entities. But Hiranyakashipu was always considering identifying Vishnu that he is a killer of my brother, Bhartriha. So this was a false conception. And he blasphemed you directly, your lordship. Your lordship, he has directly blasphemed your lordship. Always he was blaspheming. He was thinking that he was very much envious. His heart was completely polluted. And thinking that Vishnu is my enemy, Vishnu is my shatru, is killer of my brother. So he directly blasphemed your lordship. And because I am your devotee, so he has also inflicted so many distress against me. He created so many inconveniences. He tortured me because I am a devotee. I am surrendered soul of Lord Vishnu. So this is the greatest sin he has created.
Prahlad Maharaj is durant and dustar.
Durant, you know, a fast train runs between important city. Duranto Express. No carriage, very fast. It's a no stoppage. Not at least not for passenger, maybe for some other region officially.
Durant and Dustar Agh. Duranta Dustarat Aghat.
मे पिता पूयेत माय फादर शुड बी प्यूरिफाइड फ्रॉम दुरंत एंड दुस्तर अघ सिंस एंड अबाउट ही टॉक्स अबाउट सीन व्हाट ही हैज कमिटेड द सीन एंड देन यस्टरडे वर्स वाज लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव श्री भगवान वाच प्रहलाद नृसिंहदेव से यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट योर फादर नॉट ओनली योर फादर बट त्रिसप्त भी पिता पुत पितृ भी सह तेन योर फादर इज प्यूरिफाइड ए लॉन्ग विथ हिज 21 generations of his forefathers. Not only you are talking about him. Previously Prahlad Maharaj said that my dear, he should be purified. Though he is already purified, Prahlad Maharaj when requesting, though he is already purified, because he has got opportunity to directly touch your body. No, not touch. Because due to your glance, you have cast your glance upon the body, the existence of Hiranyakashipu, so simply by your simple glance, he is already purified. Still, I want to hear from your, directly from your mouth, he should be purified. We guess that he is purified, but please, Nrisimhadev, I want to hear directly from your lotus mouth, he should be purified. Then, Nrisimhadev talks about, you are talking about your father, not only your father, but Tri Saptabhi Pitribhi Sahatav Pita Puta. Your father is completely purified. Your father is purified in all respects, not only him, but Tribhi Saptabhi. 21 generation of your forefather, everyone is completely purified. Not only him. And here Prahlad, here Lord talks about in this verse, what is the reason, how come that my father is completely purified? Madang asparsanena. Because he got opportunity to touch me. While Nrisimhadev was fighting with Hiranyakashipu, so many times it happened, chest of Nrisimhadev and chest of Hiranyakashipu were touching very closely, they were grips on each other. So here what's mat ang asparsnena, because he got opportunity to touch my ang, my limbs, my transcendental body, due to simply by this touch, is completely purified. Prahlad Maharaj was talking that he is purified simply by your glance. Here Narasimhadev, he is completely purified because he got opportunity to touch me directly. He was also in very close grip of Narasimhadev. Not only that, towards the end, when he was about to die, he was sitting, he was lying on the lap of Lord Nrisimhadev. So he is purified in all respects. And another reason, tot janmana, because you have taken birth in the kul, in the dynasty, in the family of Hiranyakashipu, due to your janm, he is completely purified. Supraja, on account of being father of a noble son like you, he is completely purified. He has one good quality, that he is the father of a such a noble son like you, Prahlad Maharaj. So simply by your birth in this family, Nrisimhadev is giving credit to Prahlad Maharaj. He is purified because you have taken a birth in the family, in the family of Nrisimhadev. So this was the reason. Nrisimhadev was giving credit, being a father, being the father of a such a noble son like you, he is completely purified. And then Krishna described about the purifying potency of a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, you are talking about your purification, your fall. Wherever my devotee stay, he has potency, he can purify entire country along with all residents of the country. verse 사다와 삼다 삼다 아스테 푸얀테 키컷 키컷아 whole country could be purified simply by the presence of my devotee. So this is the nature. So what to speak of dynasty, what are four fathers, when a devotee appears, stay anywhere, that whole country is completely purified along with all entire residents of the country. Then Prahlad Maharaj, maybe Lord Nrisimha that could be, but I am not devotee of that caliber. I am not that much good quality. Then Prahlad, then they say, no. You are the topmost devotee. Bhavan me khalu bhakta nam sarvesham pratirupadhik. This is quality of ordinary devotee, but you are the topmost devotee. So he is completely purified because you have taken birth in the dynasty of Hiranyakashipu. And then this verse, Kuru Tvam Preta Kirtyani. Still, though he is completely purified, but I am telling you, I am requesting you, Kuru Tvam Preta Kirtyani Pituh Putyasya Sarvada. Though Prahlad Maharaj, though Hiranyakashipu is purified in all respect, still I tell you, Kuru Tvam Preta Kirtyani. You please perform the ritualistic ceremony perform after death. Pret kritya. After death. After death, burning the body, cremation, one thing. Tarpan, tilodak, offer water, til, sesame seed and water. That called tarpan. Dan, sradh. These are the karma. You perform. After death, a son is supposed to give charity to the qualified brahmana. So, pret kirtyani means ceremony performed after death. So, after death, what ceremony we perform? First thing, body, take the body on the bank of Jamuna. Destroy the body, burn the body, burning. Dah. And then tarpan, tilodak, offering water, and pind, and sradh. So you perform. Nrisimhadev, you are telling that he already, why I should perform? Then Prahlad Maharaj, then Nrisimhadev talks about Sadachar, Lok Sangra, Mrajada Paripalanaya. In order to just to educating people in general, in Bhagavad Gita, when Lord talks about Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee. Prahlad Maharaj was not supposed to engage in ritualistic fruitive activities, karma kand. Though you have no obligation to perform that because you are such a great devotee, you have no right to perform ritualistic karma kand. Still you do it. You are a self-realized person, great devotee still. The very celebrated verse in Bhagavad Gita, in third chapter, when Krishna talks about that, even a self-realized person should perform his prescribed duty. Karma daiva hinsan siddhim astita janakadaya. Janak, though they are perfect person, self-realized person, still Janak, father of mother Sita, he was engaged in performing his prescribed duty. The lok sangrah mevapi, just to set an ideal example, lok sangrah, in order to educate people in general, that is called lok sangrah, in order to set an example, ideal example for people in general, lok sangrah mevapi sampasyan, saying, sampasyan kartum arhasi. You must perform your prescribed duty, even if you have got self-realization. So, kuru tam preta kirtyani, though your father is completely purified, you need now to perform any purificatory ritualistic ceremony, still in order to teach people in general, because this is the duty of a son. In order to lok sangrah and in order to save your reputation, otherwise what will people in general, they will also cease to perform ritualistic ceremony, pretekrit. They will say, no, Prahlad Maharaj did not perform a ritualistic ceremony after death. Why I should do? I am foul. So people will blaspheme you sometime. Are such a kitna badmash nalayak ladka tha, apne pita ka sarath bhi nahi kiya. So in that case you will get bad reputation. In order to save your reputation, your just, you perform. मैं तो लोग कहेंगे ना कि अरे कितना नालायक लड़का था, मैं पिताजी मर गए उसका श्राद्ध भी नहीं किया. सो दे विल क्रिटिसाइज. सो इन ऑर्डर टू सेव योर रिपुटेशन प्लीज परफॉर्म दिस. इन भगवत गीता आल्सो कृष्ण से अकृत्रिम चापि भूतानि कथयिष्यन्ति ते व्ययम् संभावितस्य चाकृतिर्मरादति रिच्यते. तो मरण इज ए वेरी पेनफुल सिचुएशन, पर अकृत्रिम अपजस्ट इज वर्स देन डेथ. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल इन आर्ट कुरु तम प्रेत कृत्यानि प्लीज यू परफॉर्म रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनी फॉर योर फादर इन टर्म ऑफ बर्निंग द बॉडी, क्रिमिनेशन, तर्पण, तिल उदक एंड पिंडदान, श्राद्ध एंड इवेंचुअली सम चैरिटी टू क्वालिफाइड ब्राह्मण. दिस यू मस्ट परफॉर्म. ए सन इज सपोज टू डू इट, सो यू परफॉर्म इट. यद यद आचरति शेष तत्त देवो तरोजन सयत प्रमाणम पुरते लोकस्तन. हियर श्रील प्रभुपाद कोटिंग अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट श्लोक, कोटिंग विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती. इट इज देयर आर सम इन सोसाइटी देयर स्टैंडर्ड एस्टेब्लिश्ड इटिक्यूट एंड दैट मस्ट बी प्रिजर्व. एंड हियर श्रील प्रभुपाद कोट under no circumstances the supreme personality of Godhead under no circumstances wants to stop the regulative principle. Lord, it is desired that society in order to there are some established standard etiquette in society ceremony that must be done. Under no circumstances Lord wants to stop the regulative principle, prescribed duty. So, Prahlad, please, you perform ritualistic ceremony for your father. Kuru tam preta kirtyani. Very really easy sloka. कुरु त्वं प्रेत कृत्यानि, यू प्लीज परफॉर्म रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनी, परफॉर्म आफ्टर डेथ पितु ऑफ योर फादर. दो योर फादर इज कंप्लीटली इंटायरली प्यूरिफाइड इन ऑल रिस्पेक्ट, दिस इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ ए सन दैट दे शुड परफॉर्म रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनी. तो प्लीज यू परफॉर्म योर रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनी फॉर योर फादर. So in this verse and this is the almost last verse, after that Lord Nrsimha, they disappear on the scene. Before disappearance and become invisible, out of sight of people in general, Nrsimha Dev chastised Brahmaji. Brahmaji, you are very much enthusiastic to give benediction to your devotee, that's not very much good. Whosoever, wherever, don't see the intention for what reason they are performing the ritual, you are very enthusiastic to give benediction. You have given benediction, Hindiksupi, it is as good as feeding snake with milk. Now it will have some discriminative power. Not that anybody performing austerity and thus go run in front of him and give benediction. So he chastised, don't do like in future. Don't do this type of giving benediction, person like Hiranyakashipu, it is not good. You have done, it was great mistake in your part that you gave benediction. He should not be dying. Daytime, he should not be dying right night time, not in the sky, not in earth. Practically, he was given benediction boon for immortality. But Lord is very clever, intelligent. His benediction was kept intact, still Hiranyakashipu was killed, and then Lord disappeared there. This is then again a Lord disappear from the scene. So here in this verse, particular verse 22nd, Lord Nrsimha Dev advising Prahlad Maharaj, please. Kuru tvam preta kirtyani. You, Prahlad Maharaj, please perform your ritualistic ceremony, preta kirtyani, for your father. A very nice address. Yes, address Prahlad, for Prahlad Maharaj. Madang asparsinanga ang. You are as good, as dear as my own limb, ang. Mad ang asparsnena, this is because you have touched my body, ang, and ang, oh my dear Prahlad, ang, dear child. You are as dear as my own limbs, my body, my transcendental body. So, here I just stop. You have any question or comment? Kikata. So what is that part? Actually, intentionally I did not mention. There is one verse called Kikata. Kikata means impure place. Only you can go for pilgrim. If not, then when you enter in a Kikata Rajya country, when you come out, you need again some sanskar, purification. You should be purified. And what are those Kikat country? Ang. Ang means now in present then in Bihar, the Bhagalpur, that the country was ruled by Karn himself. Karn was the king of Ang. Kang. Ang. And whole Bengal, whole Odisha, Saurashtra and Magadha. Yes. Kikat, such an impure place. As soon as you enter there, except for pilgrimage, if you are going for pilgrimage, that's okay. But unnecessary entering, then as soon as you come out from that, you need some purification. immediately some upvas, gomutra snan, like something we have to do fasting. Ang, bang, kaling, magar, Saurashtra. Part of Gujarat.
Why?
I don't know. I don't ask them. Anyhow, I don't want to jump into, dive into some controversy. Intentionally, I did not mention, I told in my presentation, that whole country, even it is impure, that is purified simply by presence of a devotee. Anyhow, keep it with you. You need not to tell that part.
Hiranyakashipu had to take birth again as the Ravana and Kumbhakarna and subsequently, in spite of being completely purified. Could you kindly explain how we understand?
And they were cursed to take three births. So for that reason, first they appear Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Next again Kumbhakarna, Ravana and Kumbhakarna, and then Shishupal and Dantavak. And their curse was over, but still, out of their own sweet will, again they came, fourth time. Though they were not obliged to come, and that those personalities were Jagannath and Madhav. This name was Jagannath and Madhav, but people used to say Jagai Madhai, Jagannath and Madhav. Fourth time they so they came on their own will. Of course, anyhow, this is the reason. They were cursed to take three different births. Okay, anything else?
I just want to know that there are so many priests in this country who are not well qualified to do the rituals. I just heard from somewhere. So why the ISKCON devotees don't do such kind of pujas, or why they are not trained to do such kind of rituals? Because ISKCON devotees are a little bit pure.
Generally a devotee need not to perform any karma kanda. But since in society some leader, like you see, Prahlad Maharaj is going to become the king, ruler, Raja, so everyone learn. So for that reason, a leader, like Krishna says, karma iva samsiddhim astita janakadaya. Janak, though he was a king, self-realized person, completely 100%, still he was engaged in performing his prescribed duty. And then next, yad yad acharti sesat tat tat eve tarojana sayat pramanam kurte lokastadam. So Prabhupada in this, that purpose talks about, in order to teach people in general, a devotee is not obliged to, he should not, but still he should perform prescribed duty.
We don't know how to perform.
You need not to be qualified whole process, simply chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Mantra tas tantra tas chidra desh kalar habastutah sarvam karoti nishidram nam samkirtanam tava. If you don't know the complicated process of devotion, karma kanda, then any discrepancies, mantra, in chanting mantra, mantrata, tantrata, desh kala arhava, everything would be corrected simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, name of Vishnu.
So you need now to become, learn all the intricacy of the process.
Agar Mata Ji, aap isko aana chahti thi.
Precisely what is the question, I could not understand.
So, as this Prabhu has asked how to perform the ritual ceremony, so, I don't know if
we can perform... Oh, toh main bhi nahi janta. Even I don't know. You need now to, we did not, where leader is supposed to perform, not we are not leader.
Okay,
thank you. Okay.
Maharaj, I'll ask, clarify something and then ask you on the interview.
Fine.
Because it is distinguished between the Karmakanda Shraddha ceremony, which is very elaborate, and the goal of which is to make the soul go to Pitri Loka. This is not our business. Then the Vaishnava Shraddha, which is very simple, and the goal of which is to make or to assist the Atma to go to Krishna Loka, Vishnu Loka. This needs to be understood. Now, at the end of Satya Sada Deepika, by Gopalpati Goswami, it explains how to do Antyesti, including the Vaishnava Shraddha Kriya. It's very simple. The essence of it is that you offer to Krishna and you distribute prasad to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. And you offer some Gangaja. That's it. No big rituals, no so much of charity, this and that. Some little charity can be given. So this is the essence, in my understanding. And we've also done these things many times. But you have also correctly pointed out, those who are in the sannyas ashram, those who have given up everything, there's no more obligation to do these things. But those who are in the grihastha ashram, even as devotees, recommended to do this in a simple way by calling some devotees and giving some distributing prasad. Even Srila Prabhupada also did that when he was in his Vyasa ashram. But this is my comment, and I would request you, please, or add or correct what I've said there.
And I thank you, Mataji. Now you heard a very simplified version of Shraddha. What you need to do, offer bhoga, food stuff in the Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Balaram, and call the devotee, distribute among people in general. So that will be complete Shraddha. Need not to, and if possible, give little charity, dan, some paisa kisi ko thoda sa baant den. That is simplest. And meanwhile, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.